The ringing of a bell is a traditional call to prayer. And so we allow now the sound of this bell to call us to prayer, leading us into these 20 minutes of stillness and silence, a time in which we become more aware of our deepest desire, which is to hear Jesus speaking directly to us in a way that is personal, intimate. And so in this time of Lectio Divina, this divine reading, this sacred listening, we come with heightened expectation to hear the voice of Jesus for us through this gospel reading. The gospel passage that we are given each day is an opportunity to hear Jesus. We begin by setting aside these moments for prayer, taking a moment to be comfortable. Become aware now of your breathing. Don't try to change it, just be aware. And then maybe a couple of yawns might be a good way to begin filling your lungs with oxygen, helping you to relax. And now, gradually allow your breathing to deepen. As you breathe out all anxiety, all worry, all tension. And on the in-breaths, breathe in all the good things that Jesus is wanting to give you in these moments. Don't try at all to empty your mind. As Christians, we don't have to go anywhere else to meet Jesus. He comes to us in whatever we are experiencing in these hours, in these days, whatever feeling that we have, whatever burden we are carrying. Simply allow whatever is on your mind, whatever rests on your heart, to be there. While these thoughts, these feelings might be a problem for us, they're no problem at all for Jesus. No problem at all for Jesus, who is God with us. Our thoughts, our feelings, our reality is no obstacle to Jesus, who is wanting to work miracles of hope and health and healing in you in these moments. Become aware now of the people for whom you wish to pray, those for whom you are concerned. Be aware of those whose presence in your life is encouraging you and giving you hope, but also be aware of those people that you're finding more difficult. Again, be aware that the circumstances that are a part of your life today are no obstacle for Jesus. The things you are enjoying and the circumstances that are more difficult for you, all of this we allow to be in our minds and on our hearts as we prepare to listen for Jesus speaking to us. Allow your desire to hear Jesus grow. Allow your expectation to expand. Be aware of your need and return to this whenever you hear the bell, becoming more aware again of your desire. The Gospel reading for Friday of week 8 in Ordinary Time is Mark chapter 11, verses 11 through 26. After he had been acclaimed by the crowds, Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. He looked all round him, but as it was now late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Next day, as they were leaving Bethany, he felt hungry. Seeing a fig tree in leaf some distance away, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. But when he came up to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he addressed the fig tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again," he said. And his disciples heard him say this. So they reached Jerusalem, and he went into the temple and began driving out those who were selling and buying there. He upset the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those who were selling pigeons. Nor would he allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. And he taught them and said, "Does not Scripture say, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all the peoples,' but you have turned it into a robber's den?" This came to the ears of the chief priests and the scribes, and they tried to find some way of doing away with him. They were afraid of him because the people were carried away by his teaching. And when evening came, he went out of the city. Next morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered to the roots. Peter remembered, "Look, Rabbi," he said to Jesus, "the fig tree you cursed has withered away." Jesus answered, "Have faith in God. I tell you solemnly, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Get up and throw yourself into the sea,' with no hesitation in their heart, but believing that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. I tell you, therefore, everything you ask and pray for, believe that you have it already, and it will be yours. And when you stand in prayer, forgive what you have against anybody, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your failings too. But if you do not forgive, your Father in heaven will not forgive your failings either." Take a moment to savor now the stillness and the silence. Don't try to understand the reading. Simply allow Jesus to speak to you. Invite him to reveal to you what it is that he wants you to hear in the scripture. After he had been acclaimed by the crowds, Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple.
He looked all round him, but as it was now late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Next day, as they were leaving Bethany, he felt hungry. Seeing a fig tree in leaf some distance away, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. But when he came up to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he addressed the fig tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again," he said. And his disciples heard him say this. So they reached Jerusalem, and he went into the temple and began driving out those who were selling and buying there. He upset the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those who were selling pigeons. Nor would he allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. And he taught them and said, "Does not Scripture say, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all the peoples,' but you have turned it into a robber's den?" This came to the ears of the chief priests and the scribes, and they tried to find some way of doing away with him. They were afraid of him because the people were carried away by his teaching. And when evening came, he went out of the city. Next morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered to the roots. Peter remembered, "Look, Rabbi," he said to Jesus, "the fig tree you cursed has withered away." Jesus answered, "Have faith in God. I tell you solemnly, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Get up and throw yourself into the sea,' with no hesitation in their heart, but believing that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. I tell you therefore, everything you ask and pray for, believe that you have it already, and it will be yours. And when you stand in prayer, forgive what you have against anybody, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your failings too. But if you do not forgive, your Father in heaven will not forgive your failings either."
Now that we have listened to this reading with renewed and open ears, speak to Jesus about what you have heard in this passage. We've heard the reading. We've meditated and pondered the words of Jesus. We have spoken to Jesus about what we have heard and about the reality of our own lives. Now we come to the next phase of our prayer, the contemplation. It's often easy for us to talk about what we speak to Jesus about, if we are expressing this to others. But contemplation can seem like a waste of time, because it's hard to put into words what's happening or not happening. The contemplation is a beautiful gift because we are simply giving Jesus the gift of our time, without an agenda, without trying to understand, not trying to make sense of the reading, just giving of ourselves. In the same way that we might give of our time relaxing together with the one we love, simply a gesture of love. And so we give the responsibility for the usefulness, the productivity of this time completely to Jesus, knowing that we may not know what he says or does. Become aware of what sense you have of Jesus with you, listening to you, speaking to you. This prayer of contemplation is not our work, it is the work of Jesus. We simply gift the time, staying with our desire to hear his voice. This final phase of our Lectio Divina prayer is often known as the action stage. After our listening, our meditation, our contemplation, we might think, now what can I do? But perhaps it's better, again, to remain in stillness and silence, asking Jesus directly, Jesus, what are you inviting me to do? How are you calling me to change the way I think? How are you calling me to change my behavior as a result of this time of prayer? As this time of prayer draws to a close, let's not worry too much about what has happened or not happened in this time. The simple fact is that we gave this time as a gift to Jesus. Often when we think that nothing has happened, they're the very times when at a deeper level, much deeper than our consciousness, Jesus has been working in us and through us. And so we conclude this time with confident prayer. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.